Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You haven't wished me happy anniversary yet.
Oh, happy anniversary. I didn't know what day your anniversary was because you've been sending me pictures for like the last 2 weeks of your moving and stuff. So I didn't know if it was like October 12th, October 15th.
No, Tuesday, the 19th was the very first time I was on the air.
Oh, Larry's birthday.
Yes.
Aw.
So when Riley birthed the baby, I birthed a superstar.
Hmm? Yes.
Or maybe yes. I guess Kane birthed a superstar. I was the superstar. Is that how it works, you think?
He collabed with a superstar.
Well, what was funny, I always have done the joke. I've never let Eric forget it, that he, A, didn't pick me up from the airport, and B, never introduced himself to me. Yes. So Eric got me, I was like, well, you know what? Like, I was going to get everybody bagels. I said, whatever. I was going to get everybody the sad donuts with like cream cheese in them. And I say bagel wrong, apparently. I don't want to talk about it.
And, we say like bagel almost.
Anyway, I texted Eric. Every time we get food, I'm like, this Eric, let me know how much it is. I'll Venmo you.
Yeah.
I said, what was the damage for bagels? He says, I got it for your anniversary and from not picking you up at the airport.
Oh, that's really nice, though.
It was very nice. Was like, Eric.
Like, that's actually like not an Eric thing. Like, Eric's just kind of like, okay, get over it.
And every now and then he shows his heart. But,
yeah. Oh, that's really nice.
So, anyway.
I talked to Eric today.
Why?
Eric wants to know if next weekend you are going to be doing the DC. Well, first, actually, sorry. He started the conversation by texting me this morning and he said, you need to come to DC for Halloween. And I said, ironically, I will be in DC for Halloween.
You just texted him yesterday about
that. I know.
That.
Like, I just texted him the other day. I was like, I texted you like 2 days ago about this. And he said, okay, cool. Are you going to do that bar crawl you usually do? And I said, yes, I will. The Nightmare on M Street. Yes, I will be there doing that. And he said, cool, because I will be at Public. And I said, I know. And he said, but I'm not going to be dressed up. And I said, well, if John comes. Oh, then he asked if you were coming. I said, well, if John comes, he's not going to be dressed up. And then I said that you guys should wear like pirate costumes or something. I don't know. I just was thinking like an eye patch.
I always dress up.
You wore a hockey jersey 1 year. That's not dressing up.
First of all, man, it was the Mighty Ducks, and it was fantastic.
Okay, so what are you going to go as, do you think?
I don't know. Okay. Probably it's another hockey jersey.
Okay.
So pretty excited about that.
Okay.
What are you going as?
I don't know. This is like the first year where I literally can't decide because I really want to be a fairy, but I can't find a fairy costume I like and I don't have time to make it. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
I FaceTimed you the other day. Yeah. I think it was after I got the phone with the vet. And I thought you were Britney Spears. Oops, I did it again. I was like, oh, look, it's Britney, but you were being Ariana.
Yeah. And thank you. Next video.
Yeah. But you can see where I get the Britney though from because it looked like the red, like the way you're holding the phone looked like the red outfit.
Yeah. No, so it definitely did. I wish I had, like, wasn't that, like, latex or, like, leather?
It looked uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it
for
looked
sure.
Like,
I would sweat
pain in the
so
ass
bad.
To get on. You probably couldn't move it. It probably went.
But she looked so good.
Oops, I.
Did it again.
To your heart got lost.
In the whatever. Baby,
in this game, baby.
Okay, anyway.
Oops,
anyway.
You.
So, I'm not sure. Or maybe I did find this cute, like, devil costume. Maybe I'll do that.
Weren't you Ariana last time we did this?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just don't know. I haven't been very good at Halloween the last few years because last year I wasn't even going to go out and then we ended up going to dinner.
Halloween's so, like, Sunday, right?
Yes.
I'm putting out notices on the candy that there's cameras this year because last year these douchebag kids took my bucket, which I could give it. I could really couldn't care less if you took all the candy. Don't care, whatever. But they took the damn bucket, and that's when I was like, what the hell are we doing? And then I posted, the only time I posted a next door was that, because I had the video footage, and it wasn't because like, I care about the bucket per se, but I'm like, they probably took other stuff.
Yeah.
And like,
and that's just mean.
And hopefully their parents realized when they came home with a bucket and other stuff, hey, probably not ours.
You should probably be a better kid.
What house is giving out Tupperware this year?
I remember once, like, well, actually, I have two stories. Once on Halloween, my cat got stolen, and my mom, being, she's probably like 3 inches taller than I am, ran after somebody. And you know how my mom yells when she's like watching football? That's all I can picture right now. And I was like five. She's like, hey, hey, that's my cat. Get back here. My neighbor's probably staring at, like, listening through this wall, like, what was that? And then another year, I was like 15 trick-or-treating, and I don't remember what I was. I think I was like dressed as a baby. We just didn't have anything to do, and it was like a weekend, so we did. And this lady started complaining that we were trick-or-treating, and the guy whose house we were at was like, I mean, would you rather them being the kids that threw all those pumpkins like yesterday, or would you rather them just be out here like getting free candy?
Let's go back to the cat thing for a second, because you just kind of graze over that. It's a normal thing. Who stole your cat? Yeah.
Our neighbor, I guess. Like, when I lived in the townhouse community, my dad had accidentally let the cat out, I guess, and, like, just didn't know. Like, he didn't notice.
Yeah.
And you know how, like, they say, like, black cats on Halloween, like, get treated poorly because of, like, you know, people being superstitious? So it was our fat cat, Batman, who was a big black cat. And this guy, like, picked up Batman and put him in his jacket, and I saw. So my mom, like, threw down the bowl of candy and told me to stay there and, like, ran after the kid. She's like, give me back the cat. And this guy had to be, like, six something. Like, he was...
Sure.
I was young, but I remember the kid was so much taller than her that I thought something was going to happen.
What was the cat's name?
Batman.
Is that the one you found?
We're almost the same age. What?
Is that the one you found?
My dad found him when he owned his construction business. And so my dad was the one that kept bringing home the cats, apparently, according to my mom. So, like, my mom, like, got home from work one night and, like, got in the shower and came out, and, like, Batman was a kitten and, like, rolled out from under the bed. So cute. He was so cute.
So your dad found that one and the McDonald's one.
Yeah. They were always finding cats, though. Like, when he found Batman, they had this other cat, Striker, that my dad found the same way at the... But, like, yeah. So then we had this other cat, Antigone, but we called her Tigger.
Why Antigone?
My mom went through, like, what?
Why Antigone?
My mom went through, like, a Greek phase where she...
Oh,
was,
I think,
like,
I knew that, right?
Yeah, and she had, like, Aphrodite and Persephone.
How many cats did you have growing up?
I had only four total, but I don't remember Striker. I remember Oliver, Batman, and Tigger. So.
And none of them were, like, they were all found. There's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, okay, like, Tigger lived to be 23, and she was so old. And when they lived in Glen Burnie at these apartments, when I was born, like, we lived there for a few months, and our neighbor stole Tigger and tried to kill her. And my dad found her outside, like, covered in oil. And it was, like, a whole thing.
Oh, my
God. Animal control didn't do anything. But she lived, of course, and she was mean, but she liked me. My mom was actually making fun of me yesterday because, like, my mom, this is really random, but my mom was, like, talking about her friend's cat. And she was like, you know, the cat that only likes you and nobody else. And I was like, I don't know why cats like me so much, because, like, my grandma's cat really likes me.
You seem like a cat person, though. You seem, because you're so negative and, like, nervous energy. You look like somebody that has cats. And I say that with all due respect.
I know. Like, even, like, Kate's cat loves me. I just...
Your friend Kate?
My friend Kate's cat. But, like, I like cats. They're cute. I just don't want one because, like, the litter box, it just kind of... I don't like the idea of a litter box.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Whoever made cats, not you, the Lord, but whoever made, like, house pets, they done messed up with, like, not letting them go outside to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Like,
that's
like,
huge fault. Because I agree with that, because, like, I had an ex who had a cat, and like her parents like wouldn't put a lot of kitty litter in there. So when the cat went to the bathroom, it smelled horrible in the entire.
Yeah.
And it is kind of it's a wild concept that it's just an animal pooing in your house, like in the open.
It is weird. Like, Kate has this really cool cat thing that's like a plant kitty like box that's like a plant on top of it, so it's like hidden and it has like. Like, you can't tell that there's, like, I wouldn't know she had a cat if I didn't see Ollie whenever I went over there.
Yeah.
But, like, I've been to, like, I've had friends who just didn't take care of the litter box and it just smells. And, like, Batman, he had diabetes as he got older. So, like, that smell just doesn't go anywhere. Like, doesn't leave if they start marking and stuff. I don't know if it's really called marking. He just, but anyway,
dogs.
Batman lived to be old, too. He had a great life.
That's good.
They all did.
My dad once found a cat. Outside my mom's house when they were dating, and it was Christmas Eve, and it was like -5 degrees and it was cold. So my dad brought the cat inside. My mom said, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "Peggy, the cat's cold." So I got the cat in the kitchen. My mom woke up Christmas morning to a dead cat in her kitchen. Called my dad God. and said, in not so many words, "Get over here, take care of the cat."
What did they do? Like, because it was frozen, so did they like try to warm it up?
It was alive when he brought it inside, but it might have been just too much damage was done. I mean, Minnesota winters, they have problems in Minnesota where it's like they have to tell college kids, like, once it gets cold, like, drinking wise, like,
yeah,
to be careful, because they've had problems where kids will pass out outside, and like, it's a dangerous. Even like, I went to one of the first times I went back home, went to Mall of America. They have the log ride, which is like a water ride, basically, where you go down a chute and you get wet. And so I was an idiot and did that. So my pants got soaked, because obviously now that I'm an adult, like, get more momentum and the log is down. Walked outside, my pants froze. So I had to get naked in my rental car and put the heat on. Otherwise, I would get hypothermia.
I remember reading that in like an article for, I want to say it was Teen Vogue, which is really random. So this was years ago, but I remember reading about a girl in Minnesota who walked home from a college party and she passed out on the front steps of her. It was either the house that she was living in or it was her parents' house, but she passed out and no one knew. I think maybe it was her parents' house. So they didn't know that she was coming home and she got frostbite. Like, she lived, but she had to get her like leg amputated or something.
Yeah. It's no joke. Like, it is,
that's so scary.
Yeah, no, it's just,
so sad.
It's just, that's why, like, when we go back, like, Chewy, he milks it, though. Like, we'll walk, he'll pretend he can't move and fall over. Like an AT-AT in Star Wars falling over. He does it in slow motion. I'm like, bro, you.
Oh, like
you,
that pug on TikTok, Bones.
Oh, no Bones Day?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the videos, but I've heard of him.
It's really cute. I think it's cute.
Well.
Sorry.
Pugs are weird, though. I don't know. Anyway.
It's a genetic mutation that makes her face so cute.
And there it is. Saint Pete, November 5th, myself, Sauce, Chewy, DMed, Andrew Hoodie will be there. It's the Palladium. It's the last show of the whole shebang. Just excited to get back. If you're anywhere in Florida, come out to the show. Tickets are tickets $20, and there's, because it's because the place itself is affiliated with the college, there's no there's no taxes, so it's literally $20 ticket when you check out, which is nice.
$20 flat.
InternJohnComedy.com. Have a great weekend. We will see you Monday.
Bye.
These oddball thoughts he has will sometimes get a pass when Intern John is fogging up the mirror and thinking in the shower.
And Sauce.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.